Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fantasy football draft time is here. Book your draft party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Joining us now, Elliot Shore Parks, brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, how are you, brother?
Doing good. Excited for tonight. Excited for the game to get here.
Oh, yeah.
Which game? Nats, Phils, or Eagles,
well,
Jets?
The important game, the Eagles, Jets.
Right. You know, I'll ask Elliot before we get going. We're doing Would You Rather Friday. So the question being, you can only have one. The Phillies win the World Series this year, or the Eagles go back-to-back and win the Super Bowl. I would ask that you take your job out of it a little bit, and as a what would you rather, I guess, as a fan?
Yeah. Just give an honest answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, honestly, if I remove my job from it, I think it's the Phillies. I think the Phillies deserve to end this stretch with a ring. They went to the World Series, they went to the NLCS, and they've probably been, I don't know, a top five-ish team in baseball over the last 3 years, so I think when you're that good over a stretch, like, you deserve to have a ring. So I would probably pick them. And then also, obviously, just because it would be awesome for Jack, and I want him to, you know, experience that. So I would say the Phillies.
Well, you are smirking as you say that. It sounds like
he's genuine.
I think he's genuine. But he's also smirking.
Yeah, it's no doubt.
A bit of both.
Okay, all right.
You want me to experience what you got to experience, huh?
Yeah, well, I'd like Jack to, you know, experience life beyond this year. So I guess if the Phillies, you know, don't do it again.
You really just care about Walker, Sutton, and Jill.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that opening with you talking about looking out the window. Like, how can I vote against that?
So, Elliot, you did mention there is an Eagles game tonight, the final preseason game at MetLife Stadium against the Jets. I guess, like, you know, we're not going to see the starters. It's not that kind of a game. But there are some interesting battles going on. So for somebody watching tonight, what do you think the most important things to watch for are?
Yes, I think with the third game, sometimes the most important thing is simply who is playing and who is not. Like, there will probably be one or two guys dressed tonight that we're surprised by and one or two guys that are not active where that kind of shows, okay, they've locked up a roster spot. So just seeing who plays will be interesting. But then once the game begins, I do think, you know, this is one of the more interesting preseason games they've had over the past few years just because the bottom of their roster is not as strong as it has been in past years, or at least it isn't right now. So going into this game, I mean, on the 53-man roster, there might be, like, legitimately five or six, seven players that I'm not sure if they'll make it. They could. They might not. So tonight, what I would look at is, A, the receivers. I think after the Johnny Wilson injury, you know, there's potentially an extra spot there. So the receivers tonight. The corners, like, if Mac McWilliams has a really good game, if Ja'Quarion Bennett's really good, does that open up the door to a Kelee Ringo trade? And then the backup offensive line. Like, the backup offensive line has not been good throughout the preseason. They've not been good throughout camp. So more than just roster spots tonight, I think you want to see guys like Matt Pryor, you know, play well so that if there is an injury on the offensive line, you know, you'd feel more confident there.
Tanner McKee not playing. Have you heard anything further on the finger injury and whether he's ready to go? I know it's just a backup quarterback, but we haven't seen, you know, last year we had the luxury of having two backup quarterbacks that I think everybody was pretty confident in. I don't think the Eagles have that this year with either DTR or McCord. Have you heard anything on Tanner McKee's finger?
Yeah, so I don't get the sense it's like a lock he'll be ready for week one. I think it's very 50-50. So the backup quarterback tonight is an important thing to watch. And outside of just that, you know, I'd be surprised if they acquired another quarterback just because it's not like Tanner's out for the full year or for like 5 or 6 weeks. I think at most maybe he misses 1 or 2 games. But Kyle McCord is not ready to play in an NFL game. Like, he might go out there and play well just because I think he has a talented arm, but he's not someone you want going in there right now in a primetime game. And then Dorian Thompson-Robinson like might not be on the roster. He might have to go through waivers, and there's no guarantee you get him back. So, you know, they do have an issue right now at backup quarterback because of that injury. And so, obviously, McCord playing tonight would make you feel better, but if he doesn't, you do wonder if they, you know, kind of look at the waiver wire, see who's out there for maybe only 1 or 2 games, just to have some level of experience there behind her.
Did I miss something? Did McKee break a finger?
I don't know what it is, but it's on his throwing hand.
Yeah, he has a non-surgical injury on his
yeah, but
finger.
If there's
on
no
his
fracture,
throwing.
It can only be jammed. What are we talking about right now? He's not going to be ready for week one. What is he doing? He's a backup
50-50.
Quarterback.
Yeah, well, but he has to be able to throw the ball if he's going to be the backup. And if that finger is not healed,
how serious could this be if it's not broken?
Well, he could have torn it. You said non-surgical, right?
Right, non-surgical.
I could have strained a ligament or something.
But the Eagles haven't said anything.
Well,
I
think there's been a trend, not just with our local teams, but with teams in general. They're not that clear about what injuries are anymore.
I just can't buy that this finger injury is bad enough that he won't be ready to play in week one or week two as the backup.
I don't know if it's that serious.
Yeah, I would imagine it's
like
broken
said,
or something.
I think there is a world where he is active and plays in week one, but
yeah.
It is
well, he's not playing. He can be active. He's not playing
unless
well,
the starting quarterback
active,
gets hurt.
Yeah, you, now maybe yeah. You could put him as the emergency guy, where if the backup goes in, like maybe you know you could do it in that way, where you only put him in a true emergency. But I think
Man,
the injury is just the sense
on his
I
finger.
Did.
Rub some dirt on this and keep it moving, man.
All right. Well, good. Then they're good to go for for week two. Yeah. I mean, week one.
So if you had to make a bet, the Eagles make a significant trade before the Cowboys game. I'm not talking about for quarterback, you know, for a cornerback, a safety, an edge. Would you bet that they will or you bet that they won't?
I think they will. I think it's going to be a very active next few days for the Eagles. I think all along they have planned that they have these draft picks to improve the roster, and this is not their last chance to do it because the trade deadline obviously is into the season, but this is one of the, you know, last kind of big moments where you can go out and there's lots of players available. So I don't think they're comfortable in their cornerback 2 spot. I don't think they love that at this point Adoree is probably going to be the starter. Now there has to be someone to acquire, but I think Howie will absolutely over the next few days be calling with like high level draft picks willing to trade to acquire a player. So between just the needs on the roster and the fact that they don't really have 53 players probably worthy of a roster spot, I think you will see a lot of movement with this team over the next, you know, 4 days or whatever it is until final cuts.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what level of player could they acquire? Like, I'm just trying to figure out where is the disgruntled player that's a starter, that's an impact player, that would actually be an improvement over guys that have already been here. Because whoever you bring in here, they're going to have to learn the defense. They aren't, mm-hmm. They haven't played with these guys yet. So who's the guy you just plug and play that makes the Eagles a better defense than what they are now?
Yeah, so that's the tough question. Now, I will say Howie in the past few years has done a decent job at the deadline. He acquired Chauncey Gardner-Johnson right before the deadline. Nobody mm-hmm. really thought he would be available. You want to go all the way back to 2017. He acquired Ronald Darby right at the final cut. So you know, he ended up being a good player for him. So there are players out there. To your point, though, you have to find a team that is willing to give up a good player before the season that's, like, to a certain degree, essentially admitting maybe we're not all in this year. And I think that's, like, a tough to do right now. But That's why they have the pro scouting department. Like, their job is to go find somebody. And there are going to be players available. It's just a matter of whether or not they'll pay the price and if that team's willing to, you know, move them.
The only guy I think of off the top of my head, but it's not a secondary guy, is Hendrickson.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's
plug and
something
play.
Like that.
Not
yes.
plug and play, but
no, he is.
You know,
he's a defensive end.
Yeah.
And you can just plug him in and play.
Yeah, I think I guess what I'm thinking about the defense, right, is like you got to make a – it's almost like – Like we've talked about it a bunch of times. Last year, their defense was based on great coverage, not a great pass rush. Mm-hmm. You need one of the two. And really, I think you just have to look at and say, which one can we fix? It is, to both of your points, a matter of who's available. So if maybe what you want most is a safety or a cornerback, but there's not a safety or a cornerback you think can make a difference,
right,
do you make the decision to improve your pass rush to hopefully make up a little bit for the fact that your secondary is not as good?
Yeah, and then also, I mean, it's also about the cost of acquiring players, right? Like, edge players are more expensive to acquire probably than, like, a number two cornerback. So there's that as well. But, you know, we're focusing on defense, and understandably, I think this is one of the years we're going into these final cuts and the waiver wire. There's maybe more positions I could see them claiming than ever before. I mean, you can just go through the list. Johnny Wilson just got hurt. They're probably going to be looking for some version of a run-blocking receiver that has size that they can put out there. So that's a possibility. Tight end, I know they have a lot of guys there, but they don't have a single tight end on the roster that's under contract beyond this year. So if an athletic, like, young tight end that they think has potential gets waived, maybe they claim him. Offensive line. Now, good offensive linemen don't normally get cut, but they have a need there. And then, of course, cornerback and safety. So there's like five or six spots where if they claim someone there, it would not be surprising.
Well, I mean, how many more wide receivers are we going to add to the number one running offense? We just traded for John Mitch.
Well, that's why I said a run-blocking receiver, right? Like Johnny Wilson was on the
show. Riley Cooper available?
Well, Dak Pascal got cut today. I know that's not going to make anyone excited, but he was
that's Sirianni's boy. Yeah, that's Nick. Yeah. That's his boy.
And he's a special teams player, so, you know, he's a potential practice squad guy. Yeah.
You know, as far as being available, the 49ers made a trade for a guy that I didn't think would be available, the running back from Washington. So, you know, maybe
– Oh, Brian Robinson.
Brian Robinson.
Yeah.
So maybe there is somebody available. We just
available because he's been out.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he's been out in camp.
Oh, he's been holding out.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, no, he was there.
Holding
in. And he left.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. Man, thank God we don't have any of that asshole here.
Yeah, when they were on Monday night, I knew when that broadcast crew kept talking about this will be possibly Brian Robinson's last day as a commander, somebody on the commander side had put that out there through them. And then next thing you know, he's traded 2 days later.
Well, Elliot, I'm getting excited because after final cuts and, you know, whatever trades or claims they make, we are closing in on final prediction time. Are you pretty set?
And I'm not surprise cuts.
I'm not asking you for final prediction on your record, but are you sort of there on
lock in,
what
E.
you think they're going to do this year?
I think I'm close, and, you know, training camp matters a lot to me. So what's happened over the last month, the training camp stats, how they've looked, like, that is going to weigh heavily for me. Jalen threw fewer touchdowns than he has over the past 4 years in training camp. He threw more interceptions. He had the lowest completion percentage. So, like, that is impacting me. Now, prior to camp,
see just
I probably –
how much it impacts.
Yep. Do you still think he's the second-best quarterback in football?
I do. I think he is still the second-best quarterback in football because –
Interesting.
Yeah.
Then you should predict he'll have a good year.
So you're going to take his body of work, particularly what he did towards the end of last year, and that's going to outweigh what he did in training camp, right?
Yeah, that will outweigh it, but training camp will factor into that.
So that's fine. I just want to know which one weighs more in your decision. That's all. I'm with you.
Winning the Super Bowl matters more to me than training camp.
Yes. Yeah,
you never know when listening to you, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think I've been very consistent. Winning the Super Bowl matters. It's been my strong take all offseason.
Except when we're doing the best athletes in the last 25 years in Philadelphia, in which case just being Brian Dawkins matters.
Well, there's different criteria for different lists.
Well, you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day with Go Birds Daily. Well, every single weekday. Elliot, as always, we appreciate you.
Let me throw this to E before he gets out
of
here.
Yeah.
Because the season is about to begin, E. And listen, we got to be in lockstep. Don't start wavering. because you and your stats. I need you to get back on the horse and be just as strong as you've been with me about back-to-back. Understand that. Don't start trying to be real. Don't need a realist.
Touchdowns is not a lot of passing touchdowns.
Yeah, 18 last year.
I understand that. I'm just saying I need you to get fully on board or
don't get bullied,
Elliot. I'm going to recognize that you're not fully on board, and then it's going to be me and you a lot this year.
Oh, no.
I'm sure the crowd will love that opening night. Yeah, I'm sure the crowd will love that opening night. So we'll see where I land. Yeah.
That'll be big. And one final thing from me, Elliot.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Do you have a response to Nick Sirianni ripping your training camp stats? Cam Jurgens ripping your training camp stats?
Yeah. Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code Home Run for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like they took shots. Now, Lane Johnson said you're the best dressed beat
writer. I was going to say, I noticed you left out Lane saying you're the best dressed beat writer.
I mean, a lot of respect
to
Lane.
That's a low bar.
I don't look at that guy and think fashionista or anything. But
he wears nice shoes quite a bit. But, okay. I mean, as to Sirianni, let's just be honest here. If Jalen had 25 touchdowns and one interception, I think he would be pro the stats, right? So I think this is pretty clear reaction to Jalen's stats not being good this year.
All right. Okay, Elliot.
All right.
We appreciate you, brother.
All right, brother.
I appreciate you asking all the questions about me.
There it is. Well, come on, man. It makes you a main character. You want to be a main character, right?
You get a lot of Instagram likes off those videos.
There you go. See, that's all that matters. Yeah. All right, there he is, Elliot Shoreparks. Isn't that, like, I'd rather have us asking them about Elliot than not asking
I feel
about
like
it.
Y'all talking about don't let me bully him. I feel like you two have gotten to him, and now he don't know whether – he doesn't know whether to be in or out.
No, I don't think it's us. I think he has firmly planted his flag in training camp stats.
I understand.
So it makes it impossible
for him.
But
you don't let him, you don't give him any wiggle room on his stats.
That's
why I asked him, because it is out is the body of work and how the season ended.
He can make, I've never been able to bully Elliot in anything.
Oh, sure you have.
Me? Yeah. No. I've tried. I have not succeeded. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience.
Losing.
That makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Marks Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, here's a new one. Which team would you want the Eagles to beat in the Super Bowl? The Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, or the Bengals? What do you think was voted?
I want them to beat the Bengals.
Yeah, I know. What do you think the vote is at?
You say Ravens, Chiefs, Bills. It's probably Bills, right? Josh Allen?
It is.
It's probably Bills. Yeah, probably Bills. Josh
40% to the Bills, 33% to the Chiefs, 21% to the Ravens, and 4% to the Bengals.
I think people just don't think the Bengals will be there.
I think that's it. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy.
Whoa.
You're
welcome
on WIP.
Back.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, I don't need all that. You know what I mean? I'm calling, you know what I mean? What's going on, fellas? Hey, listen, back to back all day long. You know what I mean?
Over the Phils? Hold on 1 second. Yeah, oh, yeah, you're yeah, Mr. Bryce Harper. Yeah. That yeah, our yeah, guy gets a ring? For what? Who needs another Super Bowl?
Hey, listen, man. You know, Bryce, if he ain't win it by now, he ain't going to win it. You know what I mean? Listen, I want him to win
what
it. Don't get me wrong. Listen, he's been here long enough. You know what I mean? And I want him to win it. Man. You know what I mean? But time is ticking. Now, this right here, you're talking about rarefied air. Now, if they win back-to-back, you know, this is something, you know, that's crazy, man. You know, you go down there and you experience that Super Bowl trophy down there at the link right now, in that parade that they got going on, you know, that they just had in January. You know, did you experience that, Jack? I don't think you experienced that.
No, I really didn't. I want to experience that again.
Chuck, you abandoning Bryce here is one of the most shocking things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want a World Series for your guy. Bryce Harper?
No, Spike, listen. Yeah, there you go. You're trying to change it up. I'm picking up what Spike's putting down.
I said you can pick. You can choose one or the other. You can pick whether the Phillies win the World Series or the Eagles win the Super Bowl, and you did not pick Bryce.
I'm surprised Ike picked Bryce. Listen, what I'm saying is this, right?
Look at this pivot.
He doesn't have a title,
You stay on that side.
No. Listen. Bryce is dear to my heart. Everybody know that. Here's the thing, right? It's a team effort, and these guys can't get it done for Bryce this year. Then I don't know what to tell you. But you said pick one or just one or the other, and that's what I'm doing.
Pick one.
Here's the thing. I've been an Eagles fan for so many years, right? We was in a basement. You know, now in the early 2000s, teams, those Ike teams was good. And let me explain what I'm saying to you, right? Those Ike teams was good teams.
Yep.
But those teams, you know, Chris T. Jones's and Charles Johnson, Torrance Small, and L.J. Smith.
All teammates.
You know, Rich Kotite. You know, all that draft.
I didn't play for Kotite.
You know, so many years of that garbage, and I get a chance to now be at the pinnacle of the NFL.
Rich Kotite was 30 years ago.
17 years.
Rich Kotite was 30 years ago.
That's my point. It just was terrible football for years. And we finally get to a point where we can win back-to-back championships. You think I'm not going to take that?
But yeah, the Phillies could also win a title.
You abandoning Bryce is shocking.
No, listen, but another thing that's shocking, right, is I'm not abandoning Bryce.
You are. You have a chance right now to hand him a World Series, and you're not doing it.
I wore my Do It for Chuck and Mount Airy shirt the other day.
Unbelievable.
Hey, listen, here's the thing, right? Hey, let me explain something to you guys, too, about this week. I've heard a couple episodes this week about you guys complaining about being in training camp this week, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to take Rod's side on this, okay? And Rod Lakin, I wish he, you know, had a little bit more heart than what he got because he shouldn't have gave in. You guys, and we are, and trust me, I'm Team Afternoon Show all day long.
Mm.
But you guys are crazy to sit here and act like you don't go to Clearwater, Florida. You know, when everybody's down
there, so does everyone else.
Bones off.
Yeah, so does everyone else.
You guys get down there first.
We
you
don't.
Know what I mean? Then, you know, Radio Row. This is what I'm saying, Spike. Radio Row, you guys are down there peak hours. You know, the morning show, they get to interview the janitor. You know what I mean? You get to interview guys like Terrell Owens and things of that nature. You know what I mean? So don't act like you guys are not being, you know, given a golden nugget.
Not given.
You know what I mean? This is the afternoon
Earned.
Show.
Not given. Yeah. Earned, not given. Earned,
every,
not given.
Every golf tournament but the PGA Tour. You know what I mean? So
I don't want to be at the golf tournament.
Because Ike is everywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen, It's just practice, man. You know what I mean? If they shortchange you about going to the Super Bowl, then you got something to complain about.
It's the worst.
It sounds like you're trying to get on Rod's good side to, to get job here.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. I already got Rod number. You know what I mean? I could have gave Rod number out too, but I don't do that. I got Rod number. You know what I mean? You know,
I'm sure he's thrilled with that decision.
Yes, he does.
Wow, what a shocking call from Chuck.
I would never want you to know where I live there. Spike, God, look, you get mad at somebody, you give all the
because you're scared of me. You're scared of me.
I'm not scared. Matter of fact, I'll be down there tonight. You know what I mean?
Not invited. Not invited. Not invited.
I'm not coming in there. I'm not coming back there. I'm coming to me after date night. I'm coming to Chickens and Pete's. Have fun with my wife. That's
okay.
It.
All right.
You know what I mean? But
right.
Hey,
make sure you holler at your boy.
Yeah. Well.
I definitely will. You know, I can't leave the building without hollering at you, man. You know what I'm saying? But Spike and Jack, enjoy your new home too, Jack.
Thank you, buddy.
That sounds like a threat.
Yeah, enjoy it for now.
Yeah. Wow, what a weird call from Chuck to not give Bryce the World Series. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Listen, I guess he's a football guy first.
Yeah,
well,
but
he is a football guy first.
Yeah,
but
because we all know
Mr. Bryce guy.
Yeah,
you know,
well, he had a good run as Mr. Bryce guy, but that is clearly over
on that side.
Yeah,
stay on that side.
Not allowed at the parade either.
215-592-9494. Man, what is shocking?
Last hour of phone calls. A lot of things being revealed from
a lot of things. I wonder if Chuck's a furry.
Maybe he'll
nah.
Be, no.
No.
Don't see that one. Nope.
No. Yeah. No. No.
Don't
Chipmunk
see that
Chuck. All right. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know you can watch every Eagles game at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly is our Friday home. Wow, very close to the end of the Friday run for Chickies, switching to Monday. Time flies, man.
Yeah.
Summer Fridays.
Now, our first Monday is actually going to be a Friday.
Yes.
After the opener.
Yes.
You know. It's just crazy.
So we do wait to the – now, do we go the following Monday still?
I don't know.
I feel like we always get stuck in this one.
I think that's what we do. We just go straight to Monday, so it's back-to-back Chickie shows.
Oh, so Friday, then Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
A lot of back-to-back, you know. Eagles back-to-back.
Oh, yeah.
Back-to-back.
Oh, there he goes.
We got a blue chew read coming up.
Yep. Back-to-back-to-back. That help you go back-to-back.
That's what my line was going to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you remembered it now. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment, but it is Friday at 4:30, which means does James Seltzer hold on to the belt?
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
That's right. The WIP Afternoon Show belt is rewarded every week at 4:30. To the WIP employee that had the best week,
right.
Brought it that week. Now, last week, I don't believe this was correctly awarded, but James Seltzer took the belt last week for his rant on Jalen Hurts and
Justin Herbert. Tear-filled rant.
I believe I eviscerated him the next day, and I should have had the belt.
Right.
But the way the belt works is if nobody brought it that week, then that person holds on to the belt. And the question is, does James Seltzer hold on to the belt? The answer is no.
Finally.
The belt is awarded to Jack Fritz.
Yep.
Jack Fritz.
The crowd heard it.
The hell did he do?
Who's Jack Fritz? Burn the boats!
Burn the boats was his idea.
Burn the boats. You hear the people, Ike. You hear the people.
This is such bull.
He gets it for burn the boats.
This is bull.
He's trying for a documentary. The guy got screwed out of one documentary. He's trying for another one. You can't hate on that.
Oh,
it's selfish, as Jack always is, but burn the boats was Jack's idea. It's the newest sensation.
Okay. Okay. Yes, we got it. Yes. he's somebody out here is burning the boats.
Yep.
How does this trump what Broads did?
Broads didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
He had a passionate plea.
He yelled at a guy in the middle of the night.
Who clearly was posing as an Eagles fan and ripping Jalen.
He wasn't ripping. He was being honest.
That
guy cooked Broads.
Broads spoke for all Philadelphia fans. And
it was 1 in the morning.
Awarding this guy for burn the boats?
Yes.
What type of take is burn the boats?
First off, no one even know about the Broads thing if he didn't tweet it out in a 7-minute video.
Smart by him.
1 in the morning.
Of the night.
I needed to see it.
Come on.
I needed to hear that.
Look, if Broads gets the belt every time he yells, Broads is going to get the belt every single week.
Well,
oh, come on. That guy made a lot of sense. If that guy was a WIP employee, I'd have given it to the caller.
We should have given it to the caller.
But it's got to be a WIP employee.
Broads, they're holding you down, man.
Well,
holding you down.
Very much disagree with that.
Yeah.
Building them up.
Next week is a big week for you, Ike, in that, we're leading up to Eagles season. And for you to take the belt away. Actually, we're off next Friday. So Fritz is going to hold the belt for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
He will.
Unbelievable.
And I'm going to beat the camera and running.
Yeah.
Might have that beat for a month.
So running
the belt for a month.
So running's going to happen on Tuesday. We don't know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, the running will happen on Tuesday. We do not believe this will be a public-facing event.
No.
Yeah.
We don't know where it's going to be. It's going to be a 400-meter race. So that's one lap around the track.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Jack once ran a mile in 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Under 8 minutes. 7:52.
7:52, which would mean that he should be able to do the 400 in a buck 45.
Yeah.
I would not time this.
2 minutes and under.
Oh, it will be timed.
Unfortunately, it will be timed.
But you trained for the 8-minute mile. You haven't trained for this.
No, I've ran a couple times.
That's not training.
What do you mean it's not training?
Running a couple of times is not training.
Did you run around the track?
Well, I ran further.
You just ran distance.
So I ran a half mile as fast as I could.
Okay.
So that hopefully the quarter mile is easier.
Do you want to tell us what your half mile time was?
No, I didn't time it.
Okay.
I just record. I mean, I think it was like a 3-something.
3 minutes?
Maybe. That feels off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Well, so we'll see.
We will see.
But I'm going to, it'll be fine.
You're going to win?
Yeah, I'm going to win running.
Okay.
You
better win running.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Jackie Baseball.
Get us to basketball.
I mean, it's just like
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess so.
Oh, my God.
It's just like, these people. These people.
You brought this on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wish golf went a different way.
It didn't.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't. You ever read the book, Who Moved My Cheese? You ever got to read that book?
Who?
It's a self-help book. You got to read the
book. What's the name of it again?
Who Moved My Cheese.
Oh, Who Moved My Cheese.
It is a legendary self-help book.
What's the premise?
So the premise is, basically, there's two mice in a maze, and they keep putting the cheese in the same place for them to eat. And one day, they move the cheese. They both go back to the place where the cheese always is, and they're like, oh, no cheese. One mouse keeps going back to the same place, sad that the cheese has been moved. The other mouse starts looking around the rest of the maze to find where the cheese is. You're the mouse that keeps going to the corner where the cheese isn't. You got to move on from the golf and win the next two.
Yeah.
What?
That had nothing to do with the
Of course ball. It did.
Yeah, I didn't
He's
pick
fixating
up.
On the loss. It's about not fixating on what happened. It's about moving forward.
Was this a picture book? How long was this book?
This is a look.
10 pages?
You would do good with a couple of self-help books.
Why? I think I'm fine.
You would.
I won't.
I bet Nick Sirianni knows the book.
Yeah.
I bet he does.
Probably does.
I bet a lot of listeners do.
I would bet no listeners.
You think AJ has that in his collection?
He might. If you are a listener and
it's
you have read this
book.
Yes. 215-592-9494. Get to the
I just don't know what I need self-help with.
Well,
focusing on the loss. You're whining about golf. It was 2 months
ago. It's not whining about golf. I'm mad about golf.
All right. Get to the Phillies.
All right. Mike shoots 186, and he's starting to get a little confident. I can
see
that.
He's taking shots at everybody else.
I had nothing to do with this.
Taking shots at everybody else.
All right. So the one thing, Rob Thompson gave an update on the progress of Zach Wheeler. Here is Rob Thompson.
I think we'll know some in the next couple of days. We'll see him in the next couple of days. I'm just not sure when. But we'll have some more information coming.
That's it.
We'll see him in the next couple of days.
Not more information.
Okay.
Now
that's not really an update.
But you didn't say season's over.
Well, Charlotte, I don't know, from the Athletic. I don't think that's the full quote. He also said that he's feeling well, resting, and doing best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was the only quote I saw.
Okay.
But yes, I did see the Charlotte tweet as well. So
yep.
They didn't shut him down for the year. So that is good. Where are we at on calling the division race?
Oh.
7 games up now on the Metropolitans. Really a chance to bury him next week. I mean.
Yeah. Are you trying to call it over already?
Not
until they are finished playing the Mets. Still got 7 games to play against the Mets.
I know.
Yeah, I would be nervous about calling
it. I would not do
yet.
That.
Now.
And you.
Not doing it.
Exactly.
I want to see where you two are. If you were getting chesty.
I want to jinx it.
I want to call it because I hate Mets fans so much. I would love to call it. I love seeing them cry. But, you know, I don't know. We lose 2 out of 3 to the Nats, and then we go to Citi Field and get swept or something.
They're sweeping the Nats this weekend. They're sweeping the Nats.
Oh,
this
wow.
Weekend.
Now you're confident.
Yeah.
They're sweeping the Nats.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Were you going to call it?
No.
Okay.
I want to see where you guys were.
Okay.
Lineup tonight, Casty is hitting 7, so he's in there against the righty. So Bader is out of the lineup tonight. Kepler's in left field. The hot Max Kepler is still in left field. And then Brandon Marsh is in center field. So the platoons roll on with Rob Thompson.
It's working.
Yep.
Casty in there against a righty. Aiden Miller, 2 home runs last night. He's cooking since the trade deadline.
Guy's got 11 home runs this year.
12.
Okay.
Yeah.
OPS over 1,000 in August.
Great. Hopefully he can play his whole career in August. These Phillies, top 2 Phillies prospects are suspect until they're not.
Yep.
Every prospect.
I'm labeling Andrew Painter, suspect. Aiden Miller, suspect.
Huh? Yeah.
They're
unfortunately,
both
that's where we are, Fritzy.
Yeah. Moving on.
All right. I know Jack gets uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When I get critical.
Yeah. Especially with my boys.
Okay.
All right. And last thing here. If it comes down to it, right now, who is starting game 4 if it comes down to it? Taiwan or Knowles?
You're asking me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Nola.
Still Knowles.
If let's say game 4 was tomorrow.
Yeah. You going Taiwan or you going Nola?
If game 4 was tomorrow?
Yeah.
I've not seen Aaron Nola pitch well this year.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I would go Taiwan tomorrow. Now, I expect once the playoffs happen that it'll be Knowles.
Yeah.
But if it was tomorrow, I would go Taiwan.
Taiwan stepped up.
215.
On the mound tonight.
215.
Yes.
592-9490.
Give up 7 tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, like Aaron Nola does every start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So far this year, you know.
Yeah.
But I fully expect Knowles will normalize and end up being Nola by the playoffs. We're going to need him. We're going to need him.
Yeah.
It would be a huge boost if he was
good. Put it this way. Either way, you're going to be nervous with either one of them.
Of course.
Yeah, let's act like we're going to be.
We'd be terrified.
All pumped up with Taiwan being out
No, I'd be terrified. Yeah. I'd be terrified. All right, 215-592-9494.
We may not have to go for.
What's that?
We may not have to use for.
Yeah, not in the first series.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not terrified? When you go to BlueChew.com.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, I know you're going to be taken care of. When you go to BlueChew.com and you enter code 94 for your first month free, all you got to do is pay for the shipping, $5 for shipping, first
mm-hmm.
month free.
Mm-hmm.
BlueChew takes something that is difficult, something that is hard, some may say, and makes it easy. That is this process of getting this product. Holy moly. What are you thinking about,
Jack? Way to land the plane.
Yeah, absolutely. They take the process that would have involved going to a doctor's office, making the appointment, having an awkward conversation with a doctor, then waiting in line in the pharmacy, and having to swallow a pill. All of that has changed.
No.
Blue Chew is going to give you chewables, so you don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. Blue Chew is going to take care of all the doctor stuff online. You just go to BlueChew.com. It takes you like 5 minutes. They'll figure out the right mix for you. The same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Blue Chew is going to ship it to you so you don't have to go to the pharmacy in a discreet...
Hard.
Package?
Wow, that was a new one.
Yeah.
Well, I figured we all switched something up.
And your first month is free. Absolutely free. Just use code 94 at checkout. $5 for shipping. That's all you got to pay. And then you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it! Do it! Chew it!
Dominic and Glenside, you're on WIP.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Big Dom.
I'm all right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you. You surprised? Yes, I have read my piece, and it was assigned to me to read when I was at KYW News Radio. Mark Rayfield. I believe it was Mark. It could have been Yad, but I believe it was definitely Rayfield.
So you read Who Moved My Cheese?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
And what,
he made the whole sales team read Who Moved My Cheese.
There we go.
Oh.
And was
so
it
seems like a corporate mandated book?
No.
It was something he came into the sales meeting
it's a children's
and gave
book?
Everybody a copy and said, read it.
No, it's not a children's book. It is a good book about not focusing on the failures and not focusing on yesterday, but looking forward.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I was listening the other day, and it's good to know that Rob Kaluskin still likes smoking cigars. I got to tell you, I knew Rob when he first started out. Well, I shouldn't say when he first started out. When I first started out in sales at KYW, Rob, that was before he became a manager. He was a sales man.
Yeah, we don't talk about that era of Rob. That was a different era of Rob. You know.
Rob's a great guy. I gotta tell you, man, he's fun to be with. I mean, there's no getting around it. He's the life of any outing or what have you. But listen, I wanted to make a quick comment about your poll as pertains to the Super Bowl versus the World Series.
Yes,
I gotta say, man, let's be a dynasty. Let's get another Super Bowl, man. Let's be one of them teams that you know we've always looked at, you know, from afar and. Really, we disliked because we really wanted to be them. and they got to a point where you couldn't stand them. But I want to be that team. I want to be that team that everybody in the country looks at and says, man, they got it going on over there. They're the dynasty. You know, I want to be the next dynasty. And winning a World Series would be great, but it doesn't put us in that category as being a dynasty just yet.
But it could start a dynasty.
It could it? Start it, but you know what?
With a bunch of 35-year-olds?
Wow, we're doing the whole Eagles dynasty thing. Well, listen.
Eagles have the youngest roster in the NFL.
All
right. Yeah.
Let's
I want the dynasty. Phillies to win, too. This is not going to be a dynasty.
No, we'll take the one.
Yeah. Aiden's coming.
Yeah. It's not that I don't want the Phillies to win. It's just that I would rather right now to be a part of, you know, football royalty. And that's essentially what it is. I mean,
yeah.
why not us? And, yes, we got a whole lot of years and a whole lot of younger players. But that means we can maybe, you know, pull a Belichick and do like Brady did. Why not? Why not us?
Why not us?
Why not us? We do have a Brady-like quarterback.
I know. I was just going to say the same thing.
McKee?
Oh, that's just a small detail. We got a guy for this era that's as great for this team.
Well,
as
I meant Brady the winning was. Aspect of Brady. Just the winner.
Yes,
man.
Absolutely.
As long as the team's great around.
Right on that.
That's all that matters.
All right,
hey,
Dominic.
Guys, y'all have a good rest of your day. And I've enjoyed the show over the past couple of days. Keep going what you're doing. And you know what? If you see Rob, just tell him Dominic said hello. Hey, was Mark Caruso at that golf outing?
No.
Oh, okay. I got to give Mark a call.
Wow. Anybody else you know over here? You want to call?
I probably know your whole sales staff over there.
All right, Dominic.
But anyway, you guys take care. You're doing a great job.
All right.
All right, brother.
Yeah, Rob has a... younger Rob was a problem.
I could see that.
Life of a party problem, yeah.
You know, I don't think anyone's ever described me as the life of the party.
No, you're not life
you're
of party
not a
at
life
all.
Of party guy.
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
Just happy to be. I'm a one-on-one.
Well, me neither am I, though. I'm not a life of a party guy.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Oh, will you get a couple in there?
You light up a room.
No. Yeah.
That's not what I would view as the life of the party. Life of the party is the guy who's going around.
Telling stories.
Drawing attention.
Right.
That's not. I don't do that.
That's a pressure situation. Yeah. That's not for me.
Well, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's like the guy the other day that was giving the speeches at the golf thing. At the...
The cigar guy.
The cigar guy.
Yeah.
He screams life of the party. But also, not a fan.
Well, him? He's fine.
Yeah.
He's doing his job. Tasty right. Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike.
Hey, Dom.
Hi, Ike. Hi, Jack.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Why'd you stop talking?
You can't expect any caller that's been on hold to be focused after the furry thing and everything.
I know.
I mean,
now, Dom, you're not a furry, are you?
I am not, no. I don't know what it is, Jack.
Don't Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to tell Dom what it is because I want to hear your reaction.
Yeah,
well,
tell
him. First of all, I really want to get in. Ike, you and Spike, what a knockout of the park interview with Nick Sirianni.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, that was a great interview. I've heard it
mostly
twice
Spike,
now.
Mostly Spike, but yeah, thank you.
And boy, you asked some great questions, and he gave better answers.
Yeah, and, I think he sounds like a motivational speaker now, almost. Not that he's loud. No, I mean, like,
I'm just saying, can you imagine him saying that 5 years ago?
Yeah, it's crazy. When he gave his speech about, like, when he gave his answer about how to set culture, it was like, it was perfect. I wouldn't have changed any of it. And the fact that he can do that, it just sounds, it's such a, but I said earlier this week when we were talking about somebody that you change your mind on.
You had a growth.
I mean, it's just incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, with our coach and our quarterback, well, I feel real good about the next 8 years for the Philadelphia Eagles. Man, do I feel good.
Okay.
So
what would you rather have? An Eagles Super Bowl or a Phillies World Series?
So, Spike,
yeah.
I told Ike this a long time ago. Phillies always – my dad passed away September 5th, 2008. He just missed it.
Oh, wow.
And – man, were the Phillies, like, there was one game for him, baseball. So the Phillies are always there for me. But I got to be with these other guys. If we win a third Super Bowl in a 10, I know it's less than 10 years, but when they, you know, shows do the last 10 years dominant, if we go to four Super Bowls and win three of them in the last 10 years, that's one of the most dominant teams of all times now.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because it's almost a completely different team from...
That 17 team?
Yeah, from 17.
It really is.
Yeah, but all that said, it's still the same organization.
Yeah.
But they are two different eras of Eagles football.
I include it, but I don't include it.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Ike?
Yes.
You said two gets Jalen in. I got to have three because the way this national media crumbs... They would plunk it, his ass.
Well, Eli's going to get in with two.
They would Jim Plunkett, Jason.
I think Jim Plunkett he's still not in.
He's not
right?
In.
He's the only quarterback that won two Super Bowls, the starting quarterback that won two Super Bowls that didn't get in all the Hall of
Fame. Was he elite? Dom?
They won two Super Bowls in 4 years.
Okay, was he an elite quarterback, do you think?
No, he wasn't.
He's a winner.
Don't worry about where Spike's trying to lead you to. Yes, it's okay.
It's okay. I don't think Eli was elite either, but I would rather be a Giants
fan. Well, he was closer to elite than Jim Plunkett.
Yeah, for sure. I would rather Spike, be a Giants fan who had two Super Bowls with Eli than you know, a cheerful organization that had an elite quarterback and didn't have any Super Bowls. Yeah, absolutely.
Spike, hard for Jim Plunkett to get stats when he's handing the ball off to Marcus Allen.
Yeah, but...
Right?
Well, we have Saquon.
I mean, like, didn't Marcus Allen, against the Redskins, didn't Marcus Allen have 300 yards in that game? I mean, he went
Super
bananas
Bowl,
against...
276, I think.
John Elway played pretty good with Terrell Davis there.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, come on. I mean,
it's okay.
Yeah.
He was not an elite quarterback. It's
He's not. But he won two Super Bowls.
Spike, I wanted to tell you one more thing going in because my last five phone calls,
I think
I've been decent and to the point and everything. The one thing I want to do for you, all three of you guys, is first 41 games, I'm not talking basketball.
Oh,
41 games this year?
41.
The first 41.
Yeah, I mean, if they're bad enough, we might have to talk basketball for the second 41, to be honest with you.
Well,
so you better get it in while you can.
Yeah.
Not be critical. I mean, the guy, to give this guy a fair shake, I mean, he's got an unbelievable new roster. I think they're going to have to play differently. I don't know who the heck could get 10 rebounds other than Joel on this roster, Spike. So... they're going to have to win games with pace, getting turnovers. I hope I'm wrong, but do you see them being dominant on the boards in any way?
No. But if Embiid plays, they'll win 50 games. If he doesn't, they'll be bad. I mean, like, thank you for the call, Dom. Like, I don't really – the small stuff on the Sixers is almost impossible to debate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, who's playing power forward? I don't care. Is the – best player playing or is he not playing?
I'm not worried about the Sixers rebounding on August 27th.
Yeah, just like with all due respect to Dom, it's just like that thing doesn't matter. It's almost impossible to analyze the team. Mm-hmm. If Embiid plays, they'll be good. If he doesn't play, they probably won't be. They should be better, though, than last year when he doesn't play if they all grow up, you know?
Dude, Jim Plunkett's stats are horrible.
Yeah,
holy
Jim
God.
Plunkett never made a Pro Bowl, was never all pro. He has 34 more interceptions than he does touchdowns.
That's wild.
Yeah, 164 to 198.
Dude, his 1984 season, he had 6 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't turn the ball over that much.
Yeah.
He did win Super Bowl MVP.
That's the most notable thing he has on his resume.
Huh.
Jalen was all pro, and he was a pro bowler.
I'm just messing with you. Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 and 5?
Hold on, though. In the Super Bowl against the Eagles, he threw 3 touchdowns, and it was 13-21.
I wonder where Elliott would have ranked him the next year.
I know.
Year. Yeah.
Oh, the things I would do to go back in time.
Yep.
To go back in time. So the things that Spike defends a little too hard.
Oh, wow.
I know what this is going to be, and I don't want to do it.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to do it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.